In restaurants everywhere, chefs must consider ingredients, so changing seasons are one key to culinary trends, according to Alice Waters, a Berkeley, California chef who founded what's come to be known as the slow food movement.
I only eat tomatoes during 2, maybe 3 months a year, maybe. But I have them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But when it's over, it is over.
She says other trends originate far from farms and gardens.
Starts with the advertising agency for big companies that want to keep the interest of their customers. And so they have to change all the time.
At the Monticello Heritage Harvest Festival, she told a crowd of foodies that the best tastes come from local organic farms, a view shared by Charlottesville's Ian Redshaw. He and other chefs also play a role in launching new food fashions.
My job as a chef is to take the best quality ingredients that I can find, and that's finding the best quality farmers that I can find, and then taking those ingredients and doing as little as possible to them just to accentuate them and make them really, really shine. Like a butternut squash, if you salt and sugar it for about 30 minutes and then confit it in oil or butter. A lot of chefs are calling that simple food these days. Heritage ingredients that are from farms that people know, that's probably the biggest thing that you'll see on our menus.
Recently named one of America's rising stars by the James Beard Foundation, Redshaw also sees more vegetables on American menus, familiar options, and new ones like celtus.
It's a Chinese long stem green. It tastes a lot like sorrel, and then the stem itself tastes like rhubarb.
Also, old-fashioned animal fats.
I think that butter is definitely making a big comeback, as well as like bacon fat and tallow.
And he predicts peanuts will enjoy a renaissance.
You see a lot of peanut products coming out, like green pressed peanut oils.
He also foresees more fermented and dried foods.
Charcuterie, salumi is making hams. Dry aging beef is considered under that because it does ferment over time, and pickling and preserving things. People are canning and making their own misos or spreads that are fermented.
What you won't see as much, he adds, are dishes that depend on luxury ingredients like foie gras and truffles.
Chefs are using what's available around them. There's some truffles that are coming out of like West Virginia and Virginia, but they aren't the same. So I think that you'll start seeing similar ingredients. Something that I've been working on is the green black walnuts that are falling. If you cure them in lye, you can start making olives out of them.
Redshaw was joined at Monticello by Haley Thomas, a young food activist whose family came from Jamaica. When her dad was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, she and her mom claim they cured him with a diet high in vegetables and complex carbs.
Ancient grains are really coming in. I know quinoa had its moment, but like sorghum is also having a moment right now. Plant-based proteins.
As a vegan, she's excited to see brands of plant-based meat substitutes like the Impossible Burger. Alice Waters, not so much.
We don't need that kind of food that needs preservatives and making it in mass quantities. It's keeping people in the fast food thinking.
A change in that thinking could be the most important trend in food fashions. Waters believes America will learn new, healthy eating habits from its kids. Details in our next report. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.